Okay, guys, we have the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama.
Hey, Mark.
How are you?
How are you?
Very good, very good.
How's everybody doing? I see a lot of kids with apples and oranges and bananas. I love that.
That's a good thing.
So, Chef, what are we going to do today?
Well, we're going to get some of the cast of Jesse's going to be helping us
My
out here.
My favorite people in the whole
Karen
wide world.
And Sky,
hey,
come
what's
on up.
Up, you guys?
Karen and Sky.
I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Sky.
Here they are, and they're going to show you one of their recipes that they like to make.
Okay, show me what you got.
And is this your favorite recipe or your favorite recipe?
My favorite.
It's your favorite recipe. Okay. You love fruit salad?
It's a fruit salad.
All right, so let's dump some fruit into here. We've got some blueberries. Go ahead. Oh, wait. You told me you like the best part is the honey.
Yes, I love honey. It's so sweet and it's so juicy.
Let's drizzle a little honey in there. There's some right there.
So does it matter what kind of fruit? Can you use any kind of fruit?
Yes.
Any kind of fruit will do.
We've got
that is the big tip.
Today we're using a little mango, some raspberries, some blackberries, and want to check the honey there. And this is honey's a great way to sweeten things. It's a sort of a natural sweetener.
And why is honey better than sugar, regular?
Well, I think that our bodies can deal with honey. And, the high fructose corn syrup is a little harder to, I don't think our bodies really know what to do with that yet.
Did you hear that?
I think that that's something.
Our bodies don't know what to do with high fructose corn syrup.
And that, I know that
you. So we don't need it.
I know that you're the first lady. You guys have some honey here, right here on the property. Is that correct?
Well, we've got our beehives. They're right behind you over there. They're blocked off. You see that? Those are the beehives. And we planted this year, the first year in the garden, a pollinator garden.
Nice.
Because we're trying to increase the amount of monarch butterflies and bees because a lot of the hives are dying out and we don't know why. And if we lose the beehives, what will happen? If we don't have bees, we won't have honey, we won't have food because that's how plants grow through pollination. So we're trying to do our part with the pollinator garden.
So here we are. We made a little fruit salad, which I think anybody here can make.
That's
healthy.
It?
That's all you got to do.
It's very easy and it's very healthy for you, so I would suggest all of you to try it. It's amazing.
Yeah, good job.
All right. Thank you very much.
Where's my fork?
We've got some spoons right here if you want to give it a little try.
All right, you guys.
You guys want to grab a spoon right here?
Yeah.
Come on, eat up. It's almost lunchtime.
It's good.
It's really good.
Oh, that's great.
So good. Help
me. Guys, so good. It's amazing, and I love food. So take it from me. I'm kind of an expert.
Way to go. Thank you, guys. Thanks for sharing. All right, we'll see you guys in a bit. Okay,
all right.
Bye-bye.
And now we've got two more people coming up here. Cameron and Peyton, come on up.
Hey,
grab
guys.
The microphone.
Yeah, guys.
Hey,
what
hey,
up?
Hey. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I better get over this.
Hi, guys. I'm Cameron.
And I'm Peyton.
We about to party with food.
With food, a little food party. How many of you guys are Jesse fans? Yes, me too.
Nice.
I love these guys. They are so smart and they're professional.
We're all right.
Cameron's a little silly, but that's okay. So what are we going to make here today?
So now we're making a kale smoothie. Kale has sort of made a new introduction, I feel like. It's been around for many years, but everybody seems to be eating the kale now. So we're just going to put a little bit of kale in the mixer. Now, smoothies are a great way to sort of grab something on the run, although you shouldn't be. You should really sit down and eat and have a proper meal because it's important to sit down and have a meal and share that time with your family. I find that to be a very important thing. Let's grab some of those carrots, some apples, some
Mark
strawberries.
Chef, is this a special blender? Can people just do this in their little...
This is just a regular old blender.
So you don't need a juicer or anything like that?
No, this you could just a regular old blender will do. So here you go. You're going to hit the button right here.
Yeah, my mom and I make these at home together.
Yeah, there you go.
So
there's a smoothie button.
Missing it with the fruit kind of makes you drink your kale, but you don't taste it as much.
Perhaps, yeah, no, it's good. And the apples and carrots sweeten it in a way that's really cool.
Oh, boy. Come on.
Come on.
You can add anything else in there. If you want to sweeten it up for the kids, you can put blueberries and strawberries in there, and that will dominate the flavor of the kale. So it's a good way to get kids to eat their vegetables and they don't know they're eating them. I have a smoothie like this almost every day. And it has kale and green apples and some ginger in it. And it's delicious.
I agree.
There we go. And, this is great if you have to eat on the run, too. You're going to going to play a baseball game and you need your energy before you go, another smoothie that's really good. It's very simple, and we have all the ingredients. We're not going to make it, but literally peanut butter, banana, and almond milk.
Is literally our favorite thing. We do this on set all the time. We go to the Crafty Kitchen. We get almond milk, peanut butter, and like a couple bananas. We throw it in a blender, and everybody on the set wants one. We have to make them.
Yeah, we have to.
We're like caterers on the set.
And then we have to make them for everybody.
Everybody really likes them. So.
So on your set, you don't have anybody helping you out with the food. You got to make your own food too.
I mean, this is kind of the thing, you know. Yeah. This
All
is
right.
it right here.
Well, this is good
but
stuff.
I'm sure it's this is delicious, too. I want to try this.
It's definitely good for you.
You can sometimes add a little bit of agave to make it sweeter. If you sometimes add a little bit of agave instead of adding sugar, it makes it a little bit sweeter, too.
Well, agave is one of those other things that you can have that your body can break down and actually process instead of a fake sugar, I call it.
So, Cameron, what would you tell kids who would rather have a bag of chips and a soda about this as a snack alternative? Well, I think that it's really important to have a healthy diet. It helps a lot. I mean, I've actually, over the past year, have kind of changed. I had, like, chocolate ice cream every night for a long time, and I just kind of cut it out. And for a year, I mean, it really helps with a lot of things. It helps with your skin, how you feel, you wake up. I mean, it's really, it just helps your body a lot, and you just feel good. You feel accomplished after you've eaten healthy. And
what I find is that with young people, like these guys who are in the movie, are they on TV or athletes, they are way ahead of the game in terms of doing what it takes to take care of their bodies, because their bodies, their faces are their careers. And that's what we want to know. Well, their brains and all that stuff too. But, you know, having clear skin helps. But for all our young teens out there, for anybody who's dealing with acne, anybody who's an athlete
absolutely.
And needs energy, getting ahead of the game now and learning how to eat some of this stuff now is going to put
habit.
You so far ahead of the game. So should we try the smoothie?
Absolutely, if you'd like to give it a whirl. Give it a little whirl there.
Yeah,
well, yeah, you do have to check your teeth afterwards. So I guess you know that, because when you go back on set, you have to make sure the teeth don't. There, you're fine. You're good.
It's good.
Now having a blender that blends it more nicely, because the kids won't like the pulp in there. But you can get blenders where you take the pulp out and you just get the juice. So
I tried to borrow yours for the demo. I knocked on the door, but nobody answered. I don't know what happened.
You should have called me, Mark.
I should have called you, right? All right, next time. I didn't. This is all I had.
You guys,
well, thank you very much,
guys.
Thank you.
You guys are
Okay, now for the next, we're going to have Debbie Ryan come up here.
We have the Debbie Ryan. We have the. Here she is. She's gorgeous.
It sounds like they know her. Here, let's do it over here. We'll have more room.
Hey, you.
Come on over here, Debbie.
How are you?
It's great to see you. It's great to have you here. So what are you going to make for us?
All right, I'm making a Greek salad.
A Greek salad. This is very advanced.
It's very advanced. And I'll tell you why. Because I started a few years ago substituting snacks for smoothies and like fruit every once in a while. And then I realized if you're still kind of having meals that don't really nourish you, but your snacks are good, just move in that direction a little bit more. So now I'll replace like a meal every day with a full-on salad with a little protein in it. So this is really well-rounded for me.
Awesome. So how we do it?
All right. So we're tossing in some lettuce.
We're going to do that. Here, I'll help you out here.
I don't want to just be grabbing at it.
I got it.
We all know that we clean our fruits and vegetables before we do all of this,
right? We rinse them.
And our hands.
And our hands, of course, which is why I'm not touching
anything. So what am I putting in next, Chef?
Yeah. Well, Mark, we're going to grab some cucumbers. I like crunchy things. I really like biting down on stuff and kind of having that texture. So the cucumbers, tomatoes are great. They add a little sweetness. And then a little bit of feta is really good protein. It's, like, creamy, so it doesn't feel like you're just grazing. You know, adds a little substance for you. I like olives. I'm Italian.
Yeah.
So
good stuff.
Love me some olives. Yeah.
A little parsley, you know.
Great. And then I like to do a little salt and pepper.
Now, what's the difference between kosher salt and any regular kind of salt?
You know, I use kosher salt a lot more, especially when you're a professional and you work in the kitchen. You're always washing your hands constantly. So your hands get moist. I mean, they're always a little bit wet. And when you use the kosher salt, it's a thicker grind, and you can spread it more evenly. And it's very important when you're seasoning fish and meats and things like that to season evenly.
Interesting.
And the iodized salt, for me, doesn't have the right flavor. I think the kosher salt has a better flavor.
All right, that's a tip. Kosher salt.
I just got a thing called pink salt.
Pink salt. salt. That's some Himalayan pink salt.
And it's
salt.
Really cute. And it's it matches my kitchen. It's pink. But also you can crack it, and you like fresh crack it over, and it's bigger like that. I like it. And then I do a little bit of olive oil, which I used to cook a lot of things in instead of butter and stuff.
So this is a simple dressing. Look how simple this is.
This is it.
I mean, you don't even have to mix it separately.
Little balsamic. I used to be a big ranch fan. Any ranch fans out there, ranch dressing fans?
Oh, no.
So I decided to swap out the ranch for a little olive oil and vinegar. You still get that tanginess. You still get the creaminess with the feta, but it's a little leaner, and you have more energy. After ranch, I want to take a nap.
And you see how the chef is mixing the dressing. I mean, dressing is supposed to be an enhancement. It's not supposed to be the meal. You know,
exactly.
So you're not really supposed to have, like, extra dressing at the bottom of your... That means you've had too much dressing. And it also makes the vegetables, it wilts them. And it takes all the excitement out of it. So you'll notice that when you get professional salads out at a restaurant, one of the reasons why they taste so good is that they don't overdress it. Right?
I love that.
So try that, where it's just coating the vegetables and it's not swimming in the vegetables.
Well, and that's not that everybody, some people ask for sauce, the salad dressing on the side. You can't mix it properly at the table in a restaurant. Right? It's better to have it done in the kitchen where they do it properly with the right tools.
Got a big bowl so there's no splash zone.
Exactly. Happening. I didn't get anything on anybody.
No, look at this.
Very nice.
Well done. Well done.
Well done.
Can
Absolutely.
We taste some of
here we have some spoons here.
I'm big and I'm the taster here.
Yeah. You're the taster.
You're
there
tasting.
We go.
Here, we'll do this.
They're making a lot of noise over there, but they're moving, which is a good thing. I hear that's a good thing.
So good. Really good. The feta brings out another level of flavor in it. This is so easy to do. And kids, you can add raisins or nuts or sesame seeds or flaxseed or any of that good stuff over there. It'll mix in. It'll blend right in.
Yeah, I like a little fruit in salad. It's kind of like how you just put the vegetables in the smoothie. It goes the other way. This is like the twin sister of that. You have a little fruit, little nuts, some protein. I like the crunch because it's not overdressed. Yeah.
And I think it's important also to get the kids involved in the kitchen, guys. The kids got to know where the food comes from. You got to grow a little garden if you have the room for it. And let's get them in the kitchen helping chop and help them just prepare things. And if you live where there's a grocery store, make a game out of it. Tell them to figure out how to go find the parsley. Let's learn what our vegetables look like and what they taste like. It's
my friends
important.
And I have been doing that. We just got basil and a couple herbs, and we've been keeping them in the kitchen. And they come over, and one of us will make like a little fruit for dessert, and one of us will make the salad, and one of us will make the meal, and it's fun. We all get to do it together. We're looking like... throw each other the cups and stuff across the kitchen. It's fun. We make a game out of it.
See, but I always have my kids close by, so they need to help me in the kitchen.
All right.
You never know when any girl
help. Our little chefs. Our little
Thanks,
chefs. The message here today for families is that getting back in the kitchen is really one of the keys to good health. And part of what we're doing this year with Let's Move is that we're trying to encourage families just to cook a little more. Because if you cook it and prepare it at home, it is guaranteed to be healthier. You're going to have better portion sizes. You'll be able to engage kids in the process. And if you're trying to cook at least one more meal at home, just one more, you know, if you're eating out every day of the week, try to cook two meals and then try to slowly lower that. And you're going to see the difference. And it can be fun and it can be delicious. And if it's not delicious, then you shouldn't eat it. You should figure out how to make healthy food delicious because there's a way to do it.
And so, kids, can I tell you? When you make a meal, it tastes better. That's just something I've learned. When I've, like, spent time in the kitchen and made it, something about it tastes better. I call it the extra ingredient and a little love.
Thanks so much. Well,
are we done?
You.
That's it.
We're
there
done.
It
this is it. Let's Should we bring
you
all, guys, come on
thank
up, guys?
You. Come on, the whole
Let's
cast.
Let's get the whole cast of Jesse up here.
Of Jesse, you guys, thank you. I hope you all are having fun today.
Come on up.
Take some tips. Use them at home. You see the example that these wonderful... beautiful and handsome young people are providing to the kids. Jesse's one of my favorite shows. They're great role models. They are great role models for our kids. And Chef, thank you for all the work that you're
thank
doing
you
to teach our kids and our families how to eat healthier. So you guys, thanks so much. We'll wave goodbye.